London, destination culture, Christian Vieri. How are you finding London?
Oh, it's amazing. One of the best cities in the world, London.
You scored a goal in Birmingham, but not here?
In Birmingham, yeah. Wow, 25 years ago. Ooh. That means I'm old.
Remember it like yesterday?
Yeah, sort of.
Not quite.
not quite.
Your breakout year, 6-1, that Juventus win over Milan. You were talking about it before with the guys up in the room.
Yeah, there were some questions. What were the best moments? So I said the Ajax game with Juventus in the Champions League when we won there 2-1, the 6-1 against Milan, the Inter Parma games. Oh, there were a couple of games.
You've had a few moments in your lifetime. Started off in Australia. That's my part of the woods as well. You're a Sydney sider, not me. I'm Brisbane.
You got good weather then.
Have you been back recently? No.
I went there last time in 2000.
That was the FIFA All-Stars, wasn't it?
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Watched that live on TV.
We played in the new stadium. It was amazing. I think there were 70,000 people. It was a fun game. It was a fun game. The rest of the world against Australia.
Most people won't remember this, but you played for 13 different clubs from the top of my memory. You played for one club in particular 3 times.
Atalanta.
Happy to see them win the Europa League?
Oh, they're an amazing club. Gasperini, I think he's done a phenomenal job. I think he's one of the best coaches there is in the world, because what he does with that team, I don't think anyone can do. Only he can do that. For a little club like Atalanta to win a Europa League and win 3-0 against Bayern Leverkusen, they never lost a game in the whole year, was that absolutely fantastic for the team, for the coach and for the club.
Absolutely. You're here with your family, I noticed.
Yes. 3 days of vacation.
3 days in sunny London.
Listen, well, it's not raining that much, so it's good, man. I haven't got the umbrella, so hopefully tomorrow's going to be good weather.
Bit of a break from Milan?
Yeah. We went to Malta 3 days and in London 3 days, then we get back home. Girls have to go to school. I went a couple of days too. A
couple of days off for Christian, why not? We go to Milan here and there. Any spots in particular that you could recommend a cultural lover to go there and experience the maybe a little insight into Christian's life, where you go out and eat, where you go out and drink?
I've been going to the same place. It's a bar to have lunch every day for 25 years. His name's, it's called Mimmo, Osteria del Corso. Best pasta in Italy. So if it's the best pasta in Italy, it's the best pasta in the world.
That's a massive claim. You heard it here first. Destination culture. We're going to go there next time. But also, somewhere to drink. Somewhere to enjoy a cocktail.
Drink? Oh, man.
Those days are over.
I've been married 7 years. Finished. Finito those days. But you can go to a bar. You can go to Nobu's bar. 10 minutes from Moscow. One good schiacciata, you go to Antico Vinaio. Tommaso. Best in the world.
I think he's laid down the challenge to us. Next time we're in Milan, we're going to go to some of these places.
Put a couple of kilos on, but it's okay.
It's all right. We're all at that time of our life where we can put on a few.
We're getting old anyway, so.
Is it like Nonna's cooking?
Mimmo, yeah. Mimmo is like Nonna's cooking. The Antico Vinaio is so schiacciato, but good stuff. Good stuff to eat.
Well, that's it. We've got the recommendations. I want to thank you for joining us for a chat. Great to meet you, Christian. And, of course, all the best of luck with... See me in Sydney, all right?
I'll be going March, April.
March, April. The first time in 25
years. 25 years. Let's see what happens.
The Jubilee Christian Vieri Tour of Australia. Can't wait for that. Every 25 years. All right.
Let's see what happens.
All right. The fans in Australia, April, May next year.
You know what I used to watch in Australia? Neighbours.
Kylie or Jason?
Kylie.
Okay. Maybe I can test you out on a couple more Australian shows.
That's what I remember.
What about Home and Away?
I used to watch
Skippy
the Bush Kangaroo. Used to watch Sail of the Century.
Sail of the Century, Tony Barber. What about Hey Dad? Acropolis Now.
Huh?
Acropolis Now, the Greek guys with the Italians.
No, I used to watch, what was it called? The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Well, now we know what he's got in his DVD cabinet, what he's got. He's watching on demand Skippy the Bush Kangaroo here. Christian Vieri, well, again, we thank you for sitting down with us. Pleasure. Always good to chat.
Thank you.